The Hideous Creature Show.
You and your third dimension.
What about it?
Oh, nothing. It's cute. We have
5,000.
Yes, 5,000.
Don't question it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I only see 2.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem. Hello, I am Ignignocked, and this is
Give us the damn room.
What are your references? Ooh, okay, that'll do.
Oh, it feels good to stretch my legs. Boy, I haven't bitch-slapped someone since Tucson.
Bend over, slave!
Prepare for a pride-obliterating bitch-slap. Hitting it is easy. Filling it with illegal substances and sending it across the border is not.
Yeah, see, those dogs, they can smell anything. So you gotta kick them in the throat!
Hey now, guys, look! I do not want to do anything illegal here. But I would kill somebody in front of their own mama to get...
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2282 Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. This is a Hideous Creature Show. The date is August 1st, 2009, and my name is June. And with us is Jennifer and
Hi.
Patrick.
I can't believe it's August 1st. What
no
the fuck?
Shit. It's almost over. I don't even like thinking about
That's
it.
Crazy. As much as I would love a good dose of rain right now, I would love a good dose of rain.
I remember one year when it was really, really, really hot. We were at the pub, and all of a sudden, I mean, it was hot as fuck. There was no air conditioning or anything like that. And all of a sudden, it just started raining.
Ugh.
And everybody came out of Dots. Everybody came out of Clinton Street. Everybody came out of the movie theater pub. And everybody came out of La Cruda. And everybody just stood in the middle of the street. And it was like the big, big, giant raindrops and just saturated the whole city. And it was epic.
Awesome.
It was really, really
wow,
cool.
Wow.
It was a
I was trying to
experience.
Do a rain dance the other day.
Got to know my neighbors a little better.
There it is.
Knowing your neighbors brings your community together.
It does. And buying local.
Yeah. Helps global.
Buying local stops rapists.
Fact! So, I guess this is the official first non-beta podcast. And then when I wrote it down, it made kind of sense. And then when we were talking about it on the porch, I'm going... No, that doesn't make sense at all. I guess it doesn't matter. Are we either going to keep it running beta or just... that'd be a good excuse for every crappy broadcast we do or podcast we do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a beta. We'll throw that under the carpet.
We'll throw that and save it and table that, bench it, so later dates. hug some pine there, bub.
Yeah, it'd be good. I like it. We're going to play Movie Madness. Which is a fun... Actually, you know what? We'll jump into that in just a sec. What else? We're going to do... We call it the song game thing. We have no idea what to call it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
think of something cool to call it.
Right. It was Heaven From Heaven to Hell, but we listened to the crappy one first, and then I was thinking, cleanse your audio palette with a good song. And, yeah, so we don't have a name. We got a website up, and I want to talk about that. First of all, we'll do the Movie Madness quote, and then we'll talk about that, because there's a lot of stuff on the internet, on our website, on the internets, that if people leave, you can leave emails and stuff, and we'll get back to you, read the emails and stuff on air if people...
Don't be mean!
Be mean.
Actually, be mean if you want.
Be mean to Patrick. Just say, attention Patrick.
Okay.
He can take it. He's made of tough stuff.
Yeah.
He's got 2 kids.
Tough skins.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah. Did you guys wear... I'm a Capricorn, too.
I know.
Aww.
You're a Gemini, aren't you, June?
I am all Gemini
all
the time.
Yeah, you can tell. Crazy.
Aren't Geminis two-faced?
Yeah, they're the twin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not two-faced,
I don't think I'm two-faced.
Sides.
Two sides.
Yeah, one is leave me the fuck alone. The other one, let's go do stuff.
The other one is let's cuddle.
Yeah, let's cuddle, and I'm going into rage.
Only during the full moon.
You're like teen. One side you're Teen Wolf, one side you're Michael J. Fox.
I like it. No, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with that. I'm going to get a t-shirt made.
And everybody will be like, God, I love the wolf. But in the end, they'll all realize that June is better than the wolf.
Right.
Oh, shit. shit. Okay, so anyway,
we're back.
We're going to jump into... So the way that Movie Madness works is I play a sounder from a movie, and these two try to guess it.
And we're idiots,
and the listener can play along, too, from what I understand.
The listener can yell, you idiot!
If you yell, if you yell at your computer or your listening device louder, we will hear you.
We'll hear you.
You ever seen Frequency with Dennis Quaid? It kind of works like that. It just
I haven't. Oh, but I won't now that I know.
That's a documentary, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like another fun fact for the show is that any movie that we either hate or we love, we refer to it as a documentary.
Isn't everything really in essence a documentary?
It is.
About someone's
It's a
life?
Test.
It's documenting the human condition.
Mm-hmm. What's your theory on Britney Spears? Go over that. You told me that one once.
Ooh, I want to hear this
too. She actually got out of the Mouseketeers and probably around the age of 16, 17, she's like, well, I'm going to be a pop star. I'm going to make a lot of money. I want to actually be an artist, though. I won't be remembered.
Right.
So she actually, instead of mapping out like a 5-year plan, she mapped out like a 40-year plan. And so like 3 years ago, that's when she's going to have a baby and be crazy. That was that part of Britney. She knows what she's doing. Like
she's got a syllabus.
And she has an island that she goes to.
She's an intelligent businesswoman.
I love the island.
She has the island. It has like an underground
island.
Tunnel.
The island.
Of solitude.
That is where she goes to. And then everyone's like.
And she's like, excellent. Plan is progressing.
No, she's actually, everyone just calls her Sheila. And they're like, hey, Sheila, what's up? She's like, hey, you need help picking some veggies tonight for dinner?
She's vegan, too, right?
Yeah, she's totally vegan. She's just like, all right, like, yeah.
Her Britney character eats Cheetos.
Right, exactly. But when she's Sheila, she's just like, hey, does anyone need help mulching? Or I'll run the compost through.
She's a Robert Downey Jr. character in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, except
that
she's real.
She steps over
Britney
the edge.
Britney Spears is like the...
She goes full retard.
She's the best performance artist of all time.
I love it.
I always loved that theory. When he brought that up to me,
I love Britney too.
Holy shit. And then somebody else brought this up. I was talking to Robert Cannon today, and we were talking about the internet. And he brought up the idea. Well, we were talking about how things are free on the internet because they don't exist. They're all ones and zeros, it's code. So you can get free apps and things like that.
Right.
You know, you're not really producing anything, only the time it takes in order to produce the whatever it is you're making is the only thing that it costs you. Otherwise, it's sitting on the internet, which is nowhere and everywhere.
And all around you.
So that's why you can get free stuff, and it's actually free. No one loses or anything. But Robert brought up the fact that the internet is kind of like this gets pretty deep. Get your boots on.
I'm ready.
Let me light some
incense. It's like the transporter in Star Trek. You take something, you break it down, it disassembles, moves around to where it needs
like
to
Willy
go.
Like Willy Wonka.
Reassembles, right. And then, bam, it's transported itself, and there you go.
It could change
How about
the
that?
World.
I've got a fucking great idea, man.
But the internet is in Terre Haute, Indiana.
We're going to fucking take this shit, and we're going to zap it.
It's in Al Gore's living room.
Send it. It's a Cannonball Run of infra-fucking-mation. Let's do this shit.
There's even
Get off the fucking cannon. Let's make it happen, motherfucker. Love it.
I love it.
Love it a lot.
I like the Cannonball Run reference.
I like Dom DeLuise.
That's what I was just going to say. That's what it made me think of was Dom DeLuise.
Movies, here we go. Here's the first one.
He just died, I think. Okay. Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He recently passed on.
Yeah.
He recently passed on into the internet.
Daddy loves Froggy. Froggy love Daddy.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Yell.
Play it one more time.
Start yelling at your iPods. Okay,
here we go.
Daddy loves Froggy. Froggy love Daddy.
So anyway.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like I do, though.
Oh, so okay. All right, we're going to move on then. What we do is we play the audio, and then instead of dwelling on it, because we're all adults here, we move on, and then we play it on later, and you guys guess again. Yeah. I want to do it eventually.
Maybe in my subconscious, it's like putting together the pieces, and I'll get the answers.
Oh, it will. Fucking transporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Transport
mm-hmm.
that information into, I don't know, being 18 and fucking drunk. That memory's sitting there. You know,
Yeah.
Patrick said he was going to be the antagonist today. He's not going to talk a lot.
Her corpus callosum is more built up than your mind, June. Like, her lining between the left cortex and the right cortex of her brain is built up more. Females are built up more than men. That's why she can bring back
past transgressions of her psyche.
All right, Yoda, let's get off Dagobah here.
I have a lot of transgressions to bring up. Lots.
So what in the fuck did I say we were going to talk about first? Oh, the website.
The website.
Okay, so the website is actually coming along really well as far as me racking my fucking brain and figuring out how to do it. And now you can go on there, and I'm posting. Well, I edit this. When we do the show, I'll edit it. Not edit it, but I record it onto my laptop from a VS880, a Roland 4-track. And then...
from our R2 unit.
Yeah, basically. It's old stuff.
That's an 8-track, baby.
Yeah, it's 8, but it only has 4 inputs.
That's what bouncing's for.
I know. I'm not going to Pong this.
Yes, let's talk
Could I live
about that.
Pong it?
Yes, you could.
I don't know
what that is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can
about.
If you can. Fuck it. Anyway, so when we dump it onto the book thing,
magic
the other
computer,
the magic flat magic box, the giant cassette holder, and then I can put it on the internets and everybody can get it and you download it. If your media
player
is iTunes, thank you, Jenny. Then it will go right onto your iTunes and you can
And then
have
you
it
can
there.
Have it on your iPod and listen to it at work.
Or non-Apple MP3 player.
Right, whatever.
Thank you,
whatever
Patrick.
Whatever one that
That's
is.
True.
So anyway. Also, there's a place on the website.
Until Apple starts giving us money, then
yeah,
we don't
that's
going to
happen. hey, Mr. Gates, I was wondering if you could peel
We have
me
a little
off
podcast.
A couple,
Maybe you could.
But I'm actually jumping to the website right now.
I got Bill Gates's
Maybe I'm
cell
not.
Phone number.
Call him.
Let's call.
Hello.
Yes, Patrick. What are you wearing, Patrick? Are you wearing that tutu?
No, I don't wear tutus.
You wearing the zipper boots?
I'm not. Oh yes, I.
Are you wearing the zipper mask?
I
unzip the zipper
boots.
So I can hear you talk.
Do you like my fishnets?
Okay, pretend you're Forbes. Okay, so there's we have websites that we talk about on the show. You can email us. You can't log in.
No, you can't.
You can go down. We have a discussion forum.
For $5, I'll give you passwords.
Well, you know what's fucked up is I hope the one guy that listens to the show has multiple personalities because there's a lot of shit to do on this site.
Oh, my God. You can do your taxes.
Download and listen to the show and all that shit. There's
Make
pictures.
A sandwich on the site.
You can look at pictures of us.
We talked about last week. I did the pictures so that you can, instead of clicking on the where it says 4th of July Madness, you click onto the picture, and I've written funny little... stuff on there.
Well, I haven't looked That's at it right. in a while.
It's amazing what you do when you don't have a girlfriend. You get fucking shit done is what you do.
I thought you were going to say you get chafing.
I get, well, that.
You get chafing. In between your masturbation sessions, you get things done.
There is no in between.
In between
June's masturbating right now. June.
You're like, what am I going to do? I'll already take a shit. I already jacked it.
What am I? Ow, I'm going to make a website. I'm
going to make a website.
It's either that or you got to crochet. You don't like needles.
I don't. So that's that. Moving on. So you guys want another one from the movie?
Fuck yeah.
Because that it's a pretty easy
you
one.
Don't even, you don't even need to ask.
Once you get it. No. Okay.
Do you use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore?
I'm going to say Blazing Saddles.
That's it.
Oh,
got it right off the bat.
Nice job.
Well, no, I missed one.
Do you use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore?
I was going to say Deliverance.
That went quick. That was good.
That movie fucking freaks the shit out of me.
Deliverance?
Still.
Yeah.
Deliverance? I thought you were talking about Blazing Saddles.
That movie scares me to the core.
Sad Nothing gets me fucking
me
fired up
core.
Like satire. Fucking scares the living shit out of me.
God, I bleed out of my anus.
Humor is very terrifying.
So.
Yeah, I just rewatched Deliverance. I think that I just thought I didn't remember it or something, and I really needed to revisit it. And it's
fucked up.
It's a tour de force.
God, and I also kind of wanted to see sexy Burt Reynolds once again.
I'm sorry, John Voight is much more sexy.
He is sexy in that movie.
I would have to go for John Voight.
Yeah, but John Voight's kind of a pussy in that.
But now I can, you know, I think
he
about.
He saves them all.
Yeah, he does.
In what version? The director's cut?
No, I'm talking about the documentary.
In the documentary.
I do not like that movie. I don't
that
like.
That movie probably is a documentary.
I don't
That's
like old,
old fucking
bat face guy with the banjo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like him.
Scary.
I don't like. Burt Reynolds is too much
he's
of a man.
He's such a cocky asshole.
Because I consider myself.
And he's in a wetsuit.
Yeah.
He looks like a seal with a mustache.
He
well,
is.
Now you know where the guy from Living Color got his gig.
Do not fuck with Mr. Glover, okay?
No, that was Sidney Poitier that sang for Living Color.
Oh, in the Body Glove?
Mm-hmm.
They're playing in Portland soon.
You ever notice how much they use the bite of that thing?
Yeah.
It's all over the place. Like, it the Tonight Show catchy, uses it. Yeah. The Conan O'Brien Show uses it.
I am so into the Conan O'Brien Show lately, by the
way.
Like,
I haven't watched it.
Since I have a DVR, I just record, because I don't never stay up that late. I'm old now.
Yeah, me too.
I just DVR them, and then, like, when I get home from work, I'll watch them while I'm eating dinner or whatever. And they are, Conan O'Brien's hilarious. I really like him.
I like him too.
And he has good guests on. Like, guests I actually would care to listen to what they have to say.
Yeah, he's a good
egg. Like Gwyneth Paltrow or some fucking stupid bitch like that.
So a topic I wanted to kind of hit on that's really prominent, especially, well, kind of right now, is that fucking heat wave that hit us yesterday, or the last
couple
days.
Seriously, on Tuesday it was hotter here than it was in Phoenix.
It is fucking
hot. That's bullshit.
My cats were flat and long. I mean, trying to get as much cold surface space on the tile floor as possible. Those poor cats. I petted Mingus down with the ice cube because daddy loves his baby.
True. Wow. I tried to pet my cat with frozen peas.
Your penis's name is Mingus?
No, it's the tube of discipline. Grow up. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
So anyway.
On Wednesday, I took four showers and one cold bath. I laid in the cold.
You took a cold bath?
Yeah.
Did you dump ice in there?
No, just cold water. BT and I even took a cold bath together. Maybe that's too much information, but we did.
That is a lot. Yeah, I don't need to hear that.
Yeah.
I love both of you, but
I would just think that that.
Well, you know what?
It was the only thing that we could do. I didn't want to talk to him.
And you guys needed some cleaning.
Yeah.
It was time. I got a good idea.
I took a cold bath, and when the water warmed up, so I had to take a cold shower.
Let's take a shower, and then we'll take a fucking bath.
I know.
We could save the water.
First, and then
it's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, just stopper it down.
Stopper it.
And then sit the fuck down. Close the little drape thing.
Yes.
And close your eyes, and you're in a fucking rainforest in Antarctica.
Oh God.
Ooh, I heard about your sprinkler system in your tree.
Yes.
Brilliant.
What? I was hot, and I decided that I needed a new invention. I have two inventions. This is one invention.
Don't say it, man. Someone's gonna steal it.
One invention. We call it the Brooklyn Zoos because there's a bunch of different moped houses and everyone has a different name. And I'm on Brooklyn Street, so this is called the Brooklyn Zoo. Brooklyn Zoo in the backyard has fake Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
In the front yard, we have sprinkler tree. What I did is I took a ladder and ran.
Sprinkler tree, come and sprinkle with me.
I ran a sprinkler up there. You know the ones that go. You're going to hemorrhage your.
See the vein on my forehead. It means business.
I thought it was going to pop. And it hits all the leaves and all the foliage up there. And it rains down like it's a fucking rainforest. And it mists everywhere, and it cools your ass down.
Yeah, that tree out there is brilliant.
It is good. It is really good. Maybe I'll turn it on a fake break.
Okay.
Arctic boner.
My other invention I had. Now, this is good. I don't know. I think I got from the heat wave. What do we call it? Heat wave 09? What's it, the heat blast?
I don't know. I'm surprised that the news didn't coin it like
it has to.
Hell blast.
It was 104, for Christ's sakes. That's it. It's 104.
Apocalyptic.
But you
heat
know
blast.
How Portland news is. They don't get a lot of shit around here. Like, if you know,
they're not even news.
Arctic blast.
Yeah. Roger.
104.
Roger. Yes. Well, what we have here, it's the water is falling from the sky and is accumulating on the ground. We call it puddles. We live in Portland, there's puddles everywhere.
It's raining a lot, so it might be hard to drive. It rains all the fucking time in the winter. You can't drive yet?
Yeah, no shit.
Dumbasses.
So here's the other one. I had what we call, I'm calling the Heat Blast 09 rage. I got a little crabby.
Oh, I was so crabby.
And fucking driving my car in the shit.
I yelled at motorists.
I can't roll up the window. So it is, I get out of work, and it's like 150 fucking
degrees.
You mean
you can't roll down your window?
I can't roll down the window.
Okay.
So I'm like at a fucking plate glass right here. No air is coming in. I got all the other windows rolled down. There's no fucking breeze. There's not even breeze right now. And it's hot. I'm pissed off. I'm sweating. I'm having to actually wear a headband so the sweat doesn't get in my eyes. It's going into my mouth. It's fucking horrible. And I thought about this. I was stuck in traffic, pissed off, and
ding. Eureka.
Ding. And what it is, it's a scrolling text plate above your license plate, and you have it hotkeyed different sayings,
like go
phrases,
fuck yourself,
go
grandma.
Eat shit, fuckface.
Fuckface, by the way, is my favorite road rage go-to insult.
Really? Well, you
fuckface.
Know, it feels good to
mouth.
Say, too. Fuckface.
Fuckface. Fuckface.
It's all
I'm
consonants.
I'm like, move it, fuckface.
I like that.
I always go to it.
And, fuckface. Yeah, so, and when someone's tailgating, you're like, back off, dickhead.
Yeah.
Hit that shit, and it scrolls across.
Yeah, eat a bag of dicks,
perfect.
Grandpa.
Or, you know what? It's my birthday.
Yeah,
maybe somebody
like
will stop
it.
And give you flowers.
I actually had such bad road rage on Wednesday, I think it was, that I yelled at a couple hipsters in their car. I was going to get stuck in the middle of the intersection. So I pulled in to get out of the intersection. I pulled in behind a bunch of parked cars. And these two shirtless hipsters said, that's not a lane. And I said, I know it's not a fucking lane. I didn't want to get stuck in the middle of
that's
the
not
fucking
a
intersection.
That's
I
not a viable haircut
this.
Anymore, assholes.
Yeah, I actually yelled this. And the guy was like, I was just trying to be helpful.
You're like,
and
hey, Mark Knopfler, fuck yourself.
And then I felt like a bitch.
Go grab your pencil
afterwards.
And play.
So we ended up getting stuck next to each other when we were about to get on the Morrison Bridge. And I leaned out and I was like, sorry, I was a bitch. And I apologized to them. And they're like, it's okay, sweetie, it's hot.
And they're wearing skin-tight red pants.
They probably were. They were shirtless. They could have been naked in the car, for all I know.
And one was
could
Johnny Thunders, and the other guy was like a Mick Buster Mars. Poindexter.
Because it was hot.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, I like it.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good. Very good.
So what the fuck is also, this is another bitchy point. I think it's just kind of psychosomatic when I get in my car right now because it's hot. I get immediately pissed off. You were talking about that before you came over here today. You were like, I don't want to get in my car. It's too fucking hot.
It's like 10 degrees hotter in a car if you don't have air conditioning.
Right.
An old, you know, 80s car.
I got an awesome idea. It's fucking hot out. I am going to walk in the street now. I have sidewalks.
I beat the streets with my feet.
And why? What the fuck is going on with that? Why are people walking in the street? I saw like three people walking in the fucking street.
Yeah,
in
like
streets
are they
where
delirious?
Cars go. Are they wandering?
Did you, people get crazy in
what's
the heat,
this big
like
box with wheels coming at me at a fast pace?
And then I was thinking
it's
about
like people get retarded.
That Son of Sam movie. You know how everybody in that movie just goes insane.
Yeah.
And they had a heat wave during the fucking Son of Sam time.
That's because The Who was
rolling playing. Fucking blackouts in New York City during a fucking heat wave. And you've got a maniac running around killing people.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was it. Well, I never got it until I got into this heat wave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going, hey, you know what? So what? Your buddies kind of
apparently a
checking
lot of rapes happen during heat waves.
It's fucked up. Yeah, because nothing cools you down better
than a rape.
Than a
good,
rape.
Solid
but,
rape.
Yeah.
But it's because people leave their windows open.
Degrees.
People leave their windows open to beat the heat. Mm. Predators. They're already angry.
We need to put that.
It's hot.
We need to put that, like, 2020 Nightline to Catch a Predator guy in each house in America.
Yeah.
So every time he walks in about to rape a woman who's
like,
sleeping, he can go,
take a seat.
I got something that you wrote on the internet.
Take a seat.
You know how you'd catch the rapist, too, is you'd go in their house and it'd be clean. Like, I can't motivate to do shit during this weather.
Neither.
But the rapist is like, fuck, the weather's awesome. I'm going
to
clean the house.
I'm
going to go
get
rape somebody.
Rape.
Yeah. I got AC.
Fuck
another
off.
Thing
that's
that really pissed me off during this heat wave was I work in an office, and most of the people I work with live in Tigard or Beaverton or Lake Oswego, like suburbs. They have nice homes. They're all married. You know, they're middle-aged people.
They have 401k plans.
Well,
and
I do as well, but
they have kids who play soccer.
Right, and they all have cars that have air conditioning. And so I drive an 88 Mazda. It's a piece of shit.
That
I don't give
beautiful.
A shit.
No, that, I love
I don't
car.
Have a.
It's great
I don't
car.
Have a. Thank you.
You
I don't
should.
Have a car payment. Whatever. I'm smarter than they are, in a sense.
Yes, you are.
But they treated me like I was a fucking caveman this
Why?
Whole week. They're just like, oh, God. You don't have air conditioning. How do you deal with it? And it just made me so mad.
You should
it was
listen
just like,
to some of these bitches
bitch.
And say, because I get fucked by my boyfriend and your husband doesn't touch your fucking dried out pussy. Dried out because
you're
in AC all the time.
No. BT rapes her. His house, I went over
I know,
there the other day.
It's clean.
It's spick and span.
In this heat, give me a break.
That's Marie.
Yeah, but it just made me
you
even
went clothes
more
shopping,
angry
for Christ's sake.
To go, you know, in my 88 Mazda hot box to drive to my apartment full of hell. You know,
well,
to take four showers a night.
Well, basically, one of your walls is a painted cinder block wall.
It is. It's true.
And it's
It's like a tinfoil wall.
Well, you because like every once in a while, you know, we'll be out and like, hey, you know, come over to the house and we'll have a couple beers. I was thinking, God, I hope she doesn't invite me over for beers because I'm not gonna.
Yeah, just, there's
you
no
talking
breeze.
About it. I imagined it. Yeah. And it made me not want to. I was like, oh
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Fucking. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, you have the old car. I have an old car. No AC. You don't even have a car.
I do. It just doesn't run, and the AC
the
doesn't
Volvo.
Work anymore.
Right. But
I don't have a Volvo.
What do you have?
I don't have a Volvo.
Volvo.
I have a Mercury Sable, Sable. But it hasn't run in 2 years.
Fun fact.
It runs, but I can't drive it. It
that's right. The paperwork's all fucked up.
Paperwork's all fucked up, so it hasn't run, so the battery's dead. But the AC didn't work very well.
I realized the other day that I have never owned new furniture. A new bed, a new furniture,
ooh, you
new
do that.
TV, nothing. I've never, ever owned it.
What about
and
that
I was
thing?
Thinking about, even as growing up,
you have new computers.
I do have new computers. So that's not furniture.
Yeah.
And I ever, even as a child. I remember Jason's family gave us a pull-out couch. And we got rid of our old couch and put the pull-out couch
yeah.
in there. It was like a fucking ride. I was like, God, I want to fucking sleep on that thing.
Yeah.
It's a couch. It's a fucking bed. It's a couch.
It's a couch.
It was awesome. I thought I couldn't believe that somebody thought of that.
It's got this awesome bar in the bed that
rides
up
in your
back.
All no, night yeah. long.
It's awesome.
Well, when you're a child, you're impervious to that because you can manipulate the bed a little bit more.
Yeah.
You can sleep sideways.
And you're smaller.
Yeah.
And you're made of rubber.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
are. No, you are. So I've never owned, and now I really want to own a new bed. I think
that's the only
one
like,
of the
new
things
piece
I want
to
do.
I've ever bought. And it's a new bed, and it's worth it.
I splurged on a bed.
The bed that I have is
okay,
like,
so
yeah.
totally worth it.
It is worth it.
And get a king size in here. Like, have it out to here, have it out to there. You oh, my God.
Well,
you
that's
can,
a queen.
No, fuck it.
Yeah.
A king.
I don't even have, like, a... I don't
get
have a frame, but I bought a new box spring, new mattress, and
uh-huh.
I love it.
Mine's, like, 8 years old, and it sucks now, but I remember that first, like, wonderful year. It's kind of like getting married.
Oh,
it was just, like, the bed came in.
I do.
And it was a king-size bed, and it was like, you stay on your fucking side of the bed, and I'm going to stay on my side of the bed and fart all I want. And when you're not here,
king-size beds are awesome.
And when you're not
here,
I have, it's like you're sleeping in a swimming pool.
It's so fucking big that that's a time zone difference.
Yeah, there is.
You have to have two different clocks.
Right. Actually, you know, I'm sleeping on desert side and another person is sleeping in high plains.
I prefer to sleep in high plains.
You do?
Yeah.
I prefer the mountain air.
See,
I prefer
that,
the Rocky Mountains.
My bed is really,
Aspen's
really comfy,
nice
though.
Yeah, your bed is comfy.
And
your
it's
bed
got.
Is.
I decided I can't have. I didn't have a new bed. I'll buy pillows. So I bought a whole. Look
yeah.
how many pillows I have.
You have a nice.
You have
pillows.
Like the, you have
a
the John Merrick Elephant
nice
Man
bed.
Pillow set.
You have a nice bed. Comforter too.
It's a yeah. I got that yeah. right right before the relationship went sour. I was like, oh, I don't know how long this is lasting. I better get my Christmas present as soon as possible.
I got to get some comfies.
Like, whoa, man, I need a new comforter.
Well, that
because that one right there, that was like, that's old. That was, I think Patty owned that when she was in college.
You can see how like it used to be big, but it got threadbare down over the years.
Oh, yeah. It's,
yeah
that
you can see how it now looks
not,
like a.
Yeah. That is bad news. But this is a good spot to take a fake break.
I agree.
Get out of the heat for a second.
Yeah.
So you're listening to The Hideous Creature Show, and
hideous
I just realized
creatures.
That we didn't give our email address away. We are at The Hideous Creature, The THEHIDEOUSCREATURESHOW, at, no, it's no, there's no the, it's just hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. And the website is at thehideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. If you go on to Facebook and look me up, there's a link on there. Patrick, I don't know if he has a link on his.
Hey, fuck him. Give him my cell phone number.
What's fucked up
me.
Is if you you Google it, you only get our soundboard. But anyway, excuse me. Check it out. And we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Here's a funny little old commercial that I found. All right. Till then.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Here's why. Boys and girls have overactive oil glands. Excess oil clogs pores, causes pimples. But Ting blots up oil faster, more completely than other products. In lab tests, Ting completely absorbed oil in 15 minutes. Hours later, other products still had not. No, hiding pimples won't help heal them. No mere cover-up can work like Ting's antiseptic medication. Remember, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting better in every case, better than any other remedy tested. Applied at bedtime, greaseless, stainless Ting dries to oil-absorbing powder that clings all night, even helps heal acne-type blemishes. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting Medicated Cream, T-I-N-G. See thrilling improvement overnight or money back.
And we are back from fake break. That was a short one, a lot shorter than last week.
Can we not talk about last week?
Yeah, last week we ended up taking that two and a half hour fake break. It was fucking horrible. That was actually really fun, but
I
the show just
fun.
went to shit after we got back.
Oh.
But, so welcome back to the Hideous Creature Show. It's me, June, with Jenny and Patrick. And we are going to jump into the second half is where we read some of the new stuff. So do you guys want to try the sounder thing?
Yeah, let's
try
it.
Okay, here, you talk. I gotta hook it up.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it isn't as bad as it was. I heard that it really did get up to 110, but I don't know if that's true.
I think that's bullshit.
I think it's a scare tactic.
Someone told me that in like St. John it got up to like 109.
Jesus, it's fucking crazy. Is there a buzz? Is that the
not anymore?
All right, so let's test it. So this is a sounder that I found that I wanted to do a sound bite for the news that Jenny is going to do. So let's actually see if the audio is working here. Nope, it is not.
There you go.
How anticlimactic was that?
That was
oh
good.
My god, my boner just went down.
God, for once.
Holy shit. Wow, but now it's back up.
Wow.
Pop that down a little
wow,
bit.
I got to put my shoes back on.
Sorry about that. So let's see one more time. So we were kind of fucking around with ideas on it. So I'm just going to jump right
okay.
in. So this is eventually going to be the sounder that we're going to do
you
for the news.
You get to see the actual... Yeah.
You're here
this
for the origin.
The
DVD
magic.
Extras right here?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay, so... Come on, voice. Okay, here we go.
And now, the Hideous Creature News with Jenny Kaler. Jenny?
Thanks, June.
Was that one? Should we try a different one?
No, I think that was good.
I liked it.
Okay, let me do one more.
All right, he just wants to keep doing this. He found his calling.
And now, the Hideous Creature News with Jenny Kaler. Jenny?
Does that one work?
That one was it. Because your eyes, you have to make that weird face with your eyes when you do it. Because you didn't have it on the first one.
Okay, that was lovely.
All right, go for it, Jenny.
Okay, the first news story I have is really good. This was all over the internet, actually. I accidentally stumbled upon this and then was like, oh yeah, I need to get news for this week. This one is great. Suspected drunk mistakes Troop A for hotel.
What the fuck is Troop A?
I'm assuming Boy Scouts?
No. It is a...
Go ahead and read it. And we'll,
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Oh, state yeah. troopers say a man was arrested Sunday morning after allegedly driving drunk to a state trooper station, mistaking it for a hotel. Troopers say Mitchell DeSlot, 25, knocked on the front door of Troop A. After troopers buzzed him in, DeSlot asked the troopers working at the desk if he was in a hotel. DeSlot was booked with DWI. He seriously went into a police station and asked if he could, like, book a room.
I wonder how many times that fucker has had a good idea in his life.
And here's a picture
of
him.
Oh, he looks like he has a knuckle dragger. For sure.
What's
he
a
is a mouth
dragger?
Breather.
Just a Neanderthal. He's a fucking yeah. troglodyte.
Would you
and
like
he
to go
did.
Out
he did end up getting a room, but I don't think it was the kind of room that he was hoping for. Hey.
Okay, so what we're gonna do here is, you don't just start with that being a drunk. You don't go. That's the end.
And he's a trucker. He should know where the fucking state trooper shit
well, right.
is. He drives around it.
He's done other stupid shit. This is just the first time he's gotten the news.
Yeah, exactly. This is the first. Yeah.
I'm tired.
He's probably
I'm
got like
in my
nine
oven.
Kids. There's a good idea. We should go. You know what? I'm probably sterile. I never got someone pregnant before. We don't need any prediction.
Delilah, get the youngins out. Get the crawfish ready. I got to go on a run.
Okay, let's see what else you got there, Jenny. You got any more for us?
I do.
Fucking A.
Man claims he found a rodent inside Diet Pepsi can.
Bullshit.
Ormond Beach, Florida. Of course, it's Florida. The Food and Drug Administration is texting a Diet Pepsi can that a Central Florida man claims he had the remains of a possible rodent inside.
Bullshit.
Fred Denigri of Ormond Beach took a few sips from a can on July 23rd, only later to discover what was inside. He said the rodent was big enough that it wouldn't come out of the can. Pepsi officials said Wednesday they traced the can back to the manufacturing plant in Orlando and didn't find anything wrong with the company's quality controls and soda sampling.
That's because all the rats were in their fucking cans and they shipped them out.
DeGrenny called poison control after his discovery, but he didn't become sick. The 55-year-old says he is a Pepsi fan and will keep drinking it. This is the reason why I printed out this news story. Because one time I was really hungover and I drank a bunch of Sierra Mist and it made me puke. And I, to this day, won't drink Sierra Mist. And it didn't have a fucking rat in it.
And so the fact that this guy goes,
one rat. Out of curiosity, like Pepsi.
How much Sierra Mist did you drink?
Like 32 ounces.
And Sierra Mist is such like a poor person's
Sprite.
Oh,
and I ralphed.
Well, see, I'm not going to believe it until like I get a can of Diet Pepsi or whatever the fuck it was in. And there's a little piece of parchment paper with a to-do list written by the fucking rat community from that particular factory. And one of them was like, we got to get out of here. Let's hide in these cans.
We'll get to the outside
world.
Is
this the secret of fucking Nim in a Pepsi factory now?
Yes, it is.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Exactly.
Nicodemus?
Yeah. I won't personally stop drinking Diet Pepsi, but if I found a rat, I don't care what it was. If it was in vodka, I would stop drinking vodka.
I don't know.
Actually, if it was vodka, it would actually be clean because wouldn't the alcohol sterile it?
That's true.
Remember that snake line?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any of that? It had a fucking snake in it. Cobra and like another snake. It was fucking horrible.
It was cool though.
What is the point of putting snake in a snake in
it
wine?
It looks cool.
It looks badass.
When you put some blue and green lights behind it.
Why get tattoos?
Like, hey, it was like a big snake with a baby snake in its mouth.
Yeah, it was. It was a cobra.
It was pretty cool, actually.
Do you like that?
I put my hand
up and with my flat hand looking.
Fucking
like,
paint it red. We got a Nick Cave song here.
Okay, the last piece of news I have is something that we can all relate to. Michigan man jailed for assault during Monopoly game.
Uncle Moneybags, fuck you. Boom, boom, boom.
A game of Monopoly has landed a Michigan man in jail. WTIV-TV reported a 54-year-old man was playing the board game Saturday night with a female friend when he tried to buy Park Place and Boardwalk from her. When she refused, Fraser Police Lieutenant Dan Falk told WWJAM he hit her in the head, breaking her glasses. The man was arrested and charged with misdemeanor assault and battery.
You do not tell
go Donald. To jail.
Oh my God.
Do not pass go. And haven't you all wanted to just kick the shit out of your friend playing Monopoly? It's a horrible game.
Well, Monopoly is all or nothing. You either win or you go bankrupt.
It takes three hours.
Yeah, but what happens? It takes 3 hours because people go, no, I won't sell Boardwalk and Park Place to you, even though I have fucking like all the blues, all the reds, and all the fucking oranges. And at one point, we're just going to swap money, but no, I'm not going to sell it. And they're like, come on. Yeah. That's why
it takes
3 hours.
And then you hit them in the head and you break their glasses.
Game
That's what you do.
Over.
Game over,
No one tells
bitch.
The Donald, I can't buy property. That's fucking A.
I always go for Baltic. The
Which,
first
is that
two
purple,
is that, is
right?
that the purple that like
no,
the rent's like $6 an hour?
Yeah,
or $6
get that shit, and nobody wants it. Everybody's like, oh, you know, hey, I'll buy it for $100.
You put like 50 hotels.
Get that hotels on
the
there,
oranges. The
over.
Oranges before free parking are the most landed on spots. I think.
Really?
Statistically, yeah.
You think?
I read it in like a.
I like Marvin Gardens
card.
Just because I have.
Welcome
Marvin.
To Patrick's Statistics.
Yes, that's right. I have 4 degrees in statistics and mathematics, and I am currently finishing my 7th at Yale, even though I live here.
Oh, that's good. You, get
you do it over the, yeah. over the phone.
I love how you just patronized me right there. Don't placate me, boy. Don't fucking placate me.
So there's no more news? That's it?
There's more news.
Patrick, do you want to read a little bit?
No.
And now, the Hideous Creature News with Patrick Williams.
Well, Patrick? It looks like Uranus has grown another 455 million kilometers in the last year, scientists say.
That's
all
what
the steak.
She said.
Fact.
Anyway.
Factoid.
Jenny, please.
Women finds stolen, I'm doing air quotes, Audi in neighbor's garage. Berlin. An Audi sedan written off by an elderly German woman was stolen as stolen 2 years ago as resurfaced in her neighbor's garage beneath a thick layer of dust. Police said Thursday the 82-year-old from the northern city of Hildesheim exactly took the car in for repairs 2 years ago and had the mechanics drive it back to her house and park it in her garage. She got the keys and papers from her mailbox, but when she went to get in the car, it was nowhere to be found.
What?
So she reported it as stolen. Ooh. Fast forward to Wednesday, when her neighbor went to clean up his unused garbage so it could be rented. He found the car under a centimeter deep coating of dust. It didn't take police long to piece together that the mechanics had parked it in the wrong garage. So,
all right. She read, okay, this one got read during fake break, and we're going, who the fuck doesn't check their garage
for two years?
All right, seriously, but here's the call. You, like, hi, you were supposed to return my car. Excuse me, hello, you were supposed to return my car. Whatever.
Ma'am, we did return that
car. We put
car.
It in the garage. What garage?
We put it in the garage.
Well, it's not in my garage.
No, we put it in the garage.
Well, could you send a man out here and show me what garage he thinks he put it in, because it's not there.
No, we can't. Fuck you.
Too busy.
Oh, okay, but a report
we
stolen.
We have lots of other garages.
It wasn't stolen. She knew where the fuck it was, the last place she had it. Like, she didn't go, she didn't be a little bit more fucking goddamn anthemic about it. Like, hey, where's my fucking car?
Guess it was stolen.
It's an Audi, bitch. Well, you put fucking gold rims
that
on that shit.
And how the fuck do you get to work? Wouldn't you do a little
bit
of investigation?
They got, yeah.
Like, hey, you know, my car is missing.
Yeah.
Where the fuck's
hey,
my car?
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, can you, like,
you seen my car?
Did a guy knock on your house thinking it was yours? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, didn't
garage.
The guy know that somebody, like, put some shit in his garage?
Maybe he never locks it.
Well, that's another thing. Like, was the door wasn't locked? They had to put it in there somewhere.
That guy's totally not a rapist, though. You know.
And
that.
Also, if the guy hadn't checked his garage in 2 years, well, how was there room to even put a car in there? It was probably like a pig pen in there.
Well, maybe he is a rapist then. If so, neat.
Mm-hmm.
There's
totally
probably, like,
is.
Eight cars in there. All right, come on. Well, that's a little bit more news.
So, well,
I love to hear the news because.
He loves your voice.
I try to not hear any of it, so when it's read, it's
I actually haven't even read this one except for the headline, which is really great. Sperm travels faster towards attractive females.
Uh-oh.
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
Sperm ain't dumb.
We got, like, double-barreled. There's, like, pumps from the left side and the right side that just want to go get to that fucking pretty woman.
Females may be outwardly choosy when selecting sexual partners, accepting or shunning males in very public ways.
Don't I know it.
But males may get the last say in this battle of the sexes.
Yeah!
New research found that males can adjust the speed and effectiveness of their sperm.
Is there a toggle somewhere I haven't found?
Yeah, it's in your ass.
You want it 33 or 45 or 78 RPMs today, baby. I can make you sound like a chipmunk.
You are pretty ugly, so I'm not going to try that hard.
Well, does that do to the fact that uglier girls takes you a little longer to get hard?
Maybe.
Because that would definitely...
If she's hot, like that, your
time.
Balls
you're like,
are like...
Holy shit.
Your
hair triggered.
You're chipping diamonds before you even hit the sack. So, of course, it's going to reach it faster.
New research found that males can adjust the speed and effectiveness of their sperm by allocating more or less seminal fluid to copulations. The determining factor is whether the male finds the female attractive.
Yeah.
The study conducted on red jungle fowl.
Wait, is that an animal? Or is that like a rapper? Fucking red jungle fowl. I'm red jungle fowl, dude, to test on my semen. What the fuck? What is a red jungle fowl?
Okay, the study conducted on red jungle fowl.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
A direct ancestor of chickens adds to the growing body of evidence that males through. And how do you, okay.
They take a scalpel.
Throughout many promiscuous species in the animal kingdom, including humans, can mate with many females, but chance of fertilization are greater when the female is deemed to be attractive. Desirable female red jungle fowl are easy to identify. That's what I was wondering, is like, what makes a hot red jungle fowl?
Well, right. It looks just like a rooster. It's a tropical member of the pheasant family.
Oh, it's going to go on to tell us. Female attractiveness is determined by the expression of a sexual ornament, the comb, which is phenotypically and genetically correlated to the number of mass of eggs the female lays.
Jenny, can I ask you a question about something that was earlier in that story?
Yeah.
Say some dude, you're making love, you're making whoopee, and you're like, hey, like, you didn't wear a condom and I'm pregnant. He's like, baby, that's because you're so fucking hot. Would that work? Because it seems like men seem to, like, the semen will work harder if you're attractive. It's like, you can just be like, I got you pregnant because you're so fucking hot. Now I got to go and talk to my other babies.
That's not, yeah, that I don't think it'd hold up in court. No pun intended.
You're like,
obviously,
she was
right
so hot.
There, it's in her hand. She was so hot. I couldn't control my semen.
Here's your proof right here. Just listen to Red Jungle Fowl's new jam.
From what I heard, Red Jungle Fowl has a cameo in the new Entourage. So Red Jungle Fowl by Erickson Eel Al suggests possible hybrid station with the gray fowl. Oh, it's a hybrid.
Oh yeah, they get it on.
It was first raised in captivity at least several thousand years ago in the Indian subcontinent. Interesting. It looks just like a fucking rooster. So it's a rooster. It's a jungle rooster.
Thanks. Well, I didn't like his first record.
Well, that's when he was, you know, younger lad. Do you want to do one more, Jenny, or do you want to, you're done? Or?
That's it. But there's one more thing. It says there was a strong relationship between sperm velocity and the volume of the ejaculate sperm came from, Cornwallis and O'Connor determined. I don't know who they are, but we don't care. Cornwallis knows his shit.
His name is Cornwallis, dude.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if the counting, you know, how they count the sperm is like a salmon ladder, just like some sort of built up fucking thing. And there's like some dude with a little window and he goes and all the sperm goes by and he's got a little clicker. And
click, click, click. That's a lot of sperm. That's a lot of sperm, Cornwallis.
Cornwallis, you got to come see this.
Yes. They determined adding that males allocated larger ejaculates to attractive females. So I think it's just like a bigger wad.
Yeah. So why did they spend money on that study?
Because you're thinking about it.
I don't know, because Cornwallis is trying to get some bitch knocked up. He is not attractive.
Holy shit, she's actually going to let me do
it. Hey, can we Google Cornwallis and see if we can get a picture of that man? What's
like
his name?
I don't know if it says his first name. But Charlie Cornwallis of the University of Oxford.
Oh, cheer up, Charlie.
Hey, Chuck, come here. Got to come over and count
these fuckers.
I think
Charlie Cornwallis did it because he's not very attractive, so he wanted to get his load into a lot of hot chicks. And so they were like, sure, well,
maybe he just likes fucking roosters.
Or yeah, maybe.
Well, because he's doing the study.
He likes the red jungle fowl. He's got jungle fever.
He throws down mad rhymes, yo.
All right.
So that was the news.
That was the news of Jenny.
That was the news of Jenny Kaler.
Mark tape. So we're going to go into a next thing. The next thing, we'd have no idea what we're going to call this. So if anybody wants to leave an email with some suggestions for what to name this little game. We used to call it Through the Hard Way, where we'd each choose one song that we hated and we'd all talk about it.
Yeah.
And it was brutal. So basically what I did is I chose a song that I fucking despise. And then another song that will clean your palate. It's like eating maybe something that's not very good,
and
like
then
liver.
An apple.
And then, you know, cleansing your palate with something a little bit more flavorable, you know, a little more appealing to your flavor.
Like a Jolly Rancher.
Right. Like a Jolly Rancher. Or
some camembert.
like maybe perhaps what you do with the ginger when you eat sushi.
Sushi.
You eat a piece of sushi.
God, then I want sushi.
Yeah, I do too now.
Sushi, when it's hot, is like, ugh, it's the best meal ever.
It's good. It's delicious. So we don't have any sounders or anything for this, but we will be coming up with them, or maybe I'll edit it in later. But this one, and we used to hide the song from everybody so that no one knew what it was. And when you'd hear it, it sucked. But we kind of did this.
Yeah, we all know
what
it is.
And this song, I've always fucking hated. I love the guy that did it.
Yeah,
but I fucking hate this song. And a lot of people go, oh, I'd love that movie. It's from a movie. I love that movie. And I'm going, fucker, you need to watch it again because it sucks ass. It's so bad.
It kind of does suck. There's some nostalgia about it, though, for me. Well, and even the song, I will kind of defend it just because it reminds me of something good.
There is nostalgia factor involved. And I skipped this one. I think by this time this came out, I was a teenager and other things. So, it's called Dance, Magic Dance by David
you
Bowie.
You remind me of the babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
It's got that fucking...
Remind me of the babe.
like man bald?
Axl Rose hair?
Yeah. It's more like Tina Turner, like circa
and he's
What's
covered
Love Got
in
to Do
fucking
With It
Muppets.
Hair.
It's bad.
Is this where furries came from? The furries obsession? I want to be David Bowie surrounded by fuzzy things.
I totally want to fuck Hoggle.
Such a pervert Hoggle was. His name is Hoggle. I mean, it's like Toggle, but he's going to do something to your box.
And he had that big nose, like red nose, like he was maybe a drunk.
I think I just saw Guano from episode
Guato?
One.
You mean the little junk shop dealer?
Oh, I hate that guy with his crazy phallic wiggly ball nose. I hate that guy.
Dance, magic dance. Oh my god, I fucking hate it. I feel like I'm being raped in my ears.
Well, any song that is sung partially by David Bowie and partially by Muppets, like Fraggle Rock style, it's kind of good.
Well, see, that's what's fucked up is it's David Bowie, but it's this shit turd of a fucking song, so I'm totally confused.
He wrote it, though.
Did he write it?
He had to have
No, he didn't.
I will make I'll bet you
we'll check.
$10.
Yeah, let's check.
$10
he wrote I'm on Patrick's side. I bet he wrote it.
I bet he wrote it. I bet he was actually
this.
I bet that he had to say to Steven or whoever produced
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm like, sure he wrote. Are there other songs in this movie that he I think there is two. It's that one it's that one at the end where he's like it's kind of a ballad he's singing it to Sarah like when she's trying to get away.
Right.
I fucking hate this song.
I can't remember what it is. But
I gotta stop it. I can't.
Dance, magic, dance.
Magic, dance. Fucking Muppets, and there's a baby.
And they toss the baby around like it's fucking nothing.
Hey, look at the baby.
Oh, God, it's just so bad.
We should finish it all.
Oh, and by the way, if we didn't mention this, if people don't know, this is from Labyrinth.
Yes. Well, yeah, I think you have to be.
This is from
they
the Dark Crystal,
the
right?
I love the Dark Crystal. Skeksis.
Oh, I like Skeksis too.
And Agra.
Right, I gotta,
Agra, the horrible. Crazy like bag lady Muppet. She was
so,
my favorite.
We've just been fishing around the cat box and ate that turd, so mm-hmm. we got that flavor in our mouth. So this is a standby song that's gonna make everything a little bit better. By the way, the video for this fucking thing is so rad.
Really?
Yeah, they're just breaking rocks. They're like in jail or something like that.
Nice.
It's awesome. By the way, I love Bon Scott. One of the betas we were talking about, like all kinds of
I love Bon Scott.
Unnecessary things. God, they look so young in the video too. We should preface this with like, okay, go look up Jailbreak and I'll get ready to roll. Motherfucker, I love this band.
I did too.
I never got into them until like about maybe 2 years ago. Now I just have fucking can't get enough.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't into them growing up. I definitely was in, you know, in my mid-20s probably before I really got into them.
Oh, so good. Jenny and I are in a band called the Brodies, and we do a bunch of, it's just a rock and roll cover band.
Yeah.
And we do a couple of these tunes.
They're the best because they're relatively easy to play. There's not a lot of, they're all pretty straightforward, but they fucking rock.
Oh, they kick fucking ass. They are good, loving.
Yeah.
And Bon Scott's, it's my favorite front man is the Diamond.
Me too.
Love the Diamond, but kind of a parallel opposite to him is Bon Scott, because Diamond's the like pretty boy
he's
from
very
California,
flashy,
and
sparkly.
You got Bon Scott's all fucking tough guy-ish.
Yeah, he's not that attractive. Like Dave, Dave is all about his long flowing locks. Yeah. The ladies love him.
Definitely.
You know, back in his heyday, he kind of looked like a lady.
He did. He had a feminine quality about him.
And Bon Scott does not.
No, not at all. He's all dude.
He's all dude.
He's from the Outback, too.
He is all dude. He's like a blooming onion.
He's a living onion? What did you say?
The blooming onion. It's that stupid fucking thing at the Outback Steakhouse.
We'll fix it later. And he's wearing a half shirt. Look at this. Yeah, that's good. I don't know. Sweet. Kicking ass. So anyway, Patrick, did you find that other stuff?
trying.
What are you looking for, Cornwallis?
I'm trying, Captain. He's trying to see if he can find if David Bowie wrote that crap of a song or not.
So that brings it to another theory that I have, is that everything that you need to learn or learn how to fix, YouTube it.
Yeah, absolutely. And show you a video.
Yeah, you can go and find tutorials on how to do it.
Actually, I don't know. You were probably going to say the same thing as me, but a couple weeks ago when we were doing the show, June's roommate Michelle wanted to learn how to do the Thriller dance.
Right.
She YouTubed it, and sure enough, some lady made a video on YouTube of how to do the Thriller dance.
Well, I always say,
how beautiful is that?
Somebody asked me how to do something, I go, just look it up on YouTube, and that's how she found it.
Yeah.
She asked me, and I went and did it. I had to learn, I had an alternator
go out. It was like step by step, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, break the moves down. Us white people need that.
The fucking alternator went out in Stinky, and I didn't know how to fucking fix it.
Yeah.
So I went on YouTube, found a tutorial on how to fix it, and I think I actually found how to fix it on a Camry.
That's amazing.
And went over, bought the alternator. I think they wanted like $300 to fix it. I fixed it for $80.
Yeah.
With a brand new alternator that has a lifetime warranty on it. So if the fucker ever goes out again, I can pull it out, take it over there, get a new one, bring it back, set it in. Patrick, you're not talking.
The internet is the best thing that's ever happened to all
what?
Us.
He's what?
You know what? You're on YouPorn.
Yeah, he's watching porn.
So maybe we should do a bit about that. Like,
We could come up with some kind of a thing.
How do you
fillet a bass? And
right.
And you could look it up, and we could learn.
Yeah, we could do, you come up with an idea. Like, hey, how do I blah, 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 and then I'll have it all ready to go and just pop it on.
How do I neuter my cat
AC/DC
at home?
I love AC/DC.
I can't find the songwriter of the song or the composer, but I'm pretty sure David Bowie wrote the song. It's either him or Trevor Jones.
Trevor. We'll just say it's Bowie. Patrick is moving on from the Red Cross now. He's going to be doing sound for commercials and stuff.
I'm going to get paid to masturbate. I'm either going to do like PA work or I'm actually going to try to just do sound.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, moving on. But I needed to bring this up before we forget about it. The other day we work at the Red Cross, and I go in there, and there's a dude in there, and he just walks in, and he's fucking naked. He showers, and he takes like a half an hour to get dressed.
Walked in the cafe, or he was in the bathroom?
No, he's in the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This guy, I've never seen him, but he haunts you.
He's so fucking there every time, and I got to take a good number,
he's just
two.
A guy that comes in to, like, to eat?
Like, no, he probably cycled in.
No, he
works there.
He works there, but
oh, okay.
Who is it? He's one
Does he come upstairs?
I see him. He's weird. But he's walking around in there. I'm, doing my business in the bathroom, in the stall.
Yeah.
Get out, and there's, like, that little crack where you can kind of see it?
Yeah.
You know, out of it. You're trying to, avert your eyes from actually making any visual contact. But every once in a while, you see that white flesh tone move past it. And then I'm in there for, I don't know, what, a couple, 5 minutes or whatever.
You're in there for 10.
I'm in there for a half hour. And I walk out, and he's still in there. He hasn't even got dressed yet.
He's air drying. Because those fuckers need to air dry.
Honest to God. And he's walking around without his shirt off in the bathroom. And I'm like, come on, man. I've had to shower there before. My ass gets dressed. Lickety split.
No, but it's the people that...
And you could probably do it, too, where no one would see your bits and pieces.
Yeah, the people that dress, like, can shower where other people will be, like, they'll fucking sit there, like, locker rooms. They'll be sitting there like, let's just let it all hang out. I got something to prove, because no one's going to look at me at home. And I just want someone to notice me. That's what they're thinking.
Anyway, it's fucked up.
Yeah, women's locker rooms, like at a 24-hour fitness or something, give me a break.
Do they just walk around?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's like Porky's?
It's not the attractive women that you want it to be. It's not the attractive women. It's like the old women that are like, I'm comfortable in my skin. And you're
that's how they get back at
no
you.
No one else.
It's so wrinkled. It feels soft like a blanket.
Yeah.
They're like, ha-ha, ladies, check this. This is all what's coming down to.
This is what you're
gravity's
going to look
gonna
like.
Gravity's going to kick the shit out of your boobs.
That's kind of what it is.
So this is a good stop. It's a good stopping point for this week.
I guess so. I had some things
to
say.
Do you? Go ahead. Please elaborate.
I'm a Capricorn.
I'm a Gemini. I like
you're very
pizza.
Organized with money, aren't you?
Lizard? What?
I was going to say lizard.
You like lizard.
Take care of all the money. So you're not going to be here next week?
Probably not. A friend of mine from California is coming to visit me. Okay, and I haven't seen him in like 15 years, so it's going
to
be crazy.
There's
going
to be some dates that I'm going to not to be able, but they're like late August because I will have
we'll figure
jobs.
It out.
Yeah, we'll so next week, probably, he's not totally sure on the dates, but I'm pretty sure that he'll be here next Saturday.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't arrive till Sunday, then I'm in.
Sweet, in like Flynn. Yeah. I like it. And you're going to go hang out with BT for his birthday. They got a hotel room.
You got a hotel room, you're going
to
watch
True Blood.
Patrick
and I are going to go to a barbecue.
I haven't talked to Liz about that yet. She might not let me go.
Let's come on.
Actually, if her brother is back, I might be like, Liz, can we just have some quiet time by ourselves, like you, me, and June. And we'll go to this party.
At this loud barbecue. Fine.
June just like to watch. At what?
Huh?
Yeah, quiet time at a loud barbecue.
Oh, I thought you said at a Slavic barbecue. I'm like,
yeah.
I was
that's
like,
what
Brianna's
it is.
Not
more
Slavic.
Meat.
Isn't more meat.
Please, like, bring it in.
You eat more. No round hips.
What do I have to do to get more lamb?
So anyway, that's a good breaking point. Thank you for listening to The Hideous Creature Show. My name's June. This
creatures.
Is Jenny, and that's Patrick.
Hello.
And
goodbye.
We will be back next week for another episode of The Hideous
Toodles.
Creature Show. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Spooge.
Right. Bye-bye.
She moans, sea lion woman.